It's time for a nation to repent. That's the title of today's Daily Dose. So look, on Sunday we spent time as a church praying for our Supreme Court as they hear these arguments surrounding this topic of abortion in our nation. And then on Wednesday evening we dedicated our prayer meeting to interceding for this same topic, the same issue. And I'm talking right now on this Daily Dose about this as well. Why? Well, I strongly believe, with great conviction, I believe, that this week the arguments, the ruling that the Supreme Court will ultimately be making surrounding this issue of abortion in our nation is one of the most important things that will happen in my lifetime. Look, in 1973, with the Roe v. Wade decision, our nation dove headlong, like with both feet all the way in, dove into rebellion and into sin as we made it a national policy that abortion, that the murdering of our unborn babies is not only allowed, but it's even supported and funded. We made the shedding of innocent blood a public policy. And since then, over 60 million babies have been aborted. This is the great sin. This is the great Holocaust. This is the great abomination of our generation, of our lifetime. In Proverbs 6, verse 17, it speaks of the shedding of innocent blood. It's mentioned as something that the Lord hates and finds detestable. Exodus 23, 7, it warns and it says, "Have nothing to do with a false charge and do not put an innocent or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty." Heavy stuff. Psalm 94, verse 21, speaks of a people who band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. Then in Deuteronomy 19, 10, it tells us, and it says, "Do this so that innocent blood will not be shed in your land, which the Lord your God is giving you as your inheritance, and so that you will not be guilty of bloodshed." Read the scriptures. God doesn't bless. In fact, He brings judgment and wrath on a nation who sheds innocent blood. And this is what we've been doing as a nation for 48 years here, in our nation, on our watch. But right now, we're in a moment, we have an opportunity. God has given us a window of mercy to turn from our wicked ways, to repent, and to do what Scripture tells us to do, to defend the weak and the fatherless, to uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed, to rescue the weak and the needy, to deliver them from the hand of the wicked. That's what it says in Psalm 82, 3 and 4. So what are we doing, man? We're crying out. We're interceding for our Supreme Court to do the right thing. This decision is bigger, it's more important, it's more impactful to our nation than the last election was. It's bigger than the next presidential election. After all, a nation that kills its unborn is not a nation that will experience the blessing of God, but rather the wrath. God has shown us mercy. He's been patient with us. And I see this moment in our history, it's a make or break moment. It's one of those pivotal moments of a nation where we're either going to repent or we're going to continue in rebellion and sin. And remember what's promised in 2 Chronicles 7:14, though. This is a good word. It says that if my people who are called by my name, if they will actually humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. God, we need that. May this be that moment in our nation where our nation humbles themselves, where we humble ourselves before the Lord, where we turn from our wicked ways so that we might find healing from heaven in our land. Also in 2 Chronicles, in chapter 12, verse 7, It speaks of God's response to a nation who repents and turns from sin when it says, since they have humbled themselves, I will not destroy them, but will soon give them deliverance. Or as the Lord has said in Jeremiah 18, and we talked about this and prayed into this and read this in Wednesday night prayer, beginning of verse 7. At one moment, I will speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to uproot, to pull down, or to destroy. If that nation against which I have spoken turns from its evil, so if the nation turns from evil, I will relent, the Lord is saying. I will relent concerning the calamity that I plan to bring on it. Or, see, there's another option that could happen here. Or, at another moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to build up or to plant it. If it does evil in my sight by not obeying my voice, then I will think better of the good with which had promised to bless it. In other words, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to pull back the good. If a nation isn't going to obey God, God is not going to bless that nation. If a nation sins against God, there isn't blessing coming. There's wrath that's coming. So again, I'm telling you, this is one of those most pivotal, I believe the most pivotal time in the history of our nation on our watch anyway. I firmly believe that the blessing or the judgment of the Lord is in the balance. And so, what can we do? Well, we can pray. How about that? We can pray that our Supreme Court justices are overcome with the fear of the Lord, that righteousness would rule in our land, that repentance would come to this nation, and that we would truly turn from this evil of abortion. As it says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says that we're to pray for the kings and all of those in authority in our nation. I'll say for the Supreme Court justices. Why? So that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So, beloved, let's just pray even right now. Let's pray right now. Lord, we come to you right now, humble before you, God. God, thank you for the mercy that you've shown us these decades as we've been a nation who's sinned against you, God. It's only your mercy that you've relented from judgment on us, God. And we cry out that this would be that moment of turning. God, as your church, we're crying out right now that, God, this would be a moment of repentance for our nation. Come upon our Supreme Court justices, God. Give them the fear of the Lord. Give them your heart. Give them dreams and visions, God. Let this become very real to them. A sober moment for them, God, not a political moment, not a personal moment, not a moment to be influenced by anything else but you and your righteousness. God, we cry out to you. Open heaven. Pour out your grace. And may this be a moment where we turn from our evil ways. God, have mercy. God, bless this land. God, forgive us. And may abortion be ended in this land. May this Holocaust be over. And may life win. May righteousness win. And may the name of Jesus be exalted in this nation. We pray in his name. Amen and amen.